Daf is Daf Chaf Gimel. We got to the last three lines of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Chacham Shemes, a Chacham Udai, is a base Majasha Batel. His base message where he learned is Batel, and they have to, Rashi explains, Osen Shiragilan Lumod Tomi Piv. Those Tamidim who would learn from him, they'd be Batel, they'd have to go to Levaya. And Abezdin Shemes, so Abezdin of a city, Kobati Majasha Shabira. All the Bati Majashas in the city have to be Batalin. V'nichnas on the base Knesset, they all go to the shul. U'mishanin es makomam, and they sit in different places. They don't go to the makom kavua. Hayoshim b'tafon, yoshim b'darm. Those in the north go to the south. Hayoshim b'darm, yoshim b'tafon. And nasi shemes bati majashas kulan. All bati majashas throughout the world or whatever area he's ruling over. So they're kulan b'talim. U'bnei Knesset nichnas on the base Knesset. People of the shuls go to their local shuls, and the Gemara goes on to say on top of Chav Gimel that Korin Shiva, they all read Shiva seven Aliyahs, if it's on Shabbos, that is. The Yotzin, they leave. So Rashi points out here, Korin Shiva b'Sefer Torah, de'ein mispalin yachad b'beis haKnesset. They don't daven in a minyan in the that Shabbos. Ela kol echad v'yachad mispal b'beiso. Each person davens b'yachidus, but then they go to shul to get Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah has to be heard in b'minyan. You don't need to have tefillah b'minyan. Again, ideal, but you're still yotzei tefillah b'yachid, but of course Kriyas HaTorah needs a minyan. Then Rabbi Shua ben Karcha omer, lo sheyelchu v'yitaylu b'shuk. Not to say when they leave that they go out to stroll in the marketplace, ela yoshin v'domim. They go back home, sit with their families, and just stay silent, nothing to be said. They ain't omer mishmua, they don't say any halacha, v'agada, v'bayis, v'beis avel. And when they're in the beis avel, no halacha, no agata, no type of Torah is spoken. And amru alav al Rabbi Hanani ben Gamil, who said about him, shaya omer mishmua v'agada, v'beis avel. He actually would, but that goes against the way we paskin. Okay. Okay, the Gemara now says that Tani Rabbanan, avel, Shabbos Rishona Eina Yotzei Pesach Beiso. The first week during the Shiva of the Avel, he doesn't leave the house at all. He doesn't even go to the shul, according to the Gemara. And then Shnir, the second week, Yotzei Veina Yoshe Bimkoma. He could go out to shul, but he can't sit in his Makom Kavua. Shlish is by the third week from Shiva, Yoshe Bimkoma Veina Madaber. He could go, but he can't speak. Obviously, he can't speak during shul, but it means he just goes and comes back. Unclear whether it means he doesn't speak or doesn't daven. Pashas, he doesn't daven, but the question, he doesn't speak rather, but what's the need to tell me? Of course he won't speak in shul. So I wonder if some say this means referring to davening, but I don't see that being discussed. So mestama means he doesn't speak at all. And reveals the fourth week, harehu k'chol adam. The fourth week, he gets like everybody else, he sits in his seat, he speaks like everybody else does when he goes to shul. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo hu tzrachu lomar Shabbos Rishona. You don't need to have any special din of the first Shabbos, because it's understood that he doesn't leave. So, lo yatsmi pesach beiso, sherei ka kol nichlas on the beiso, l'nachma, everyone's coming to him the first week. So don't leave when people are coming to visit him. So the first week, there's nothing needs to be said. So Ella, he pushed everything off 1 week. Shnia ein yotsmi pesach beiso, the second week, he doesn't leave his house. Shlish is yotze, he leaves the house, b'veino yoshev b'mkomo, doesn't sit in his makom kavua in the shul. The revius is yoshev in the makom kavua b'mkomo, v'veino medaber, he doesn't speak. And the chamish is by the fifth week, harehu k'chol adam, then he's like everybody else. So Mara says, Tanya Rabbanan, the Baraita teaches us that kol shloshim yom l'nesuin, so all 30 days, meaning shloshim, he's not allowed to get married until after shloshim. Meisa Isha, let's say his wife dies. Also, Lisa Isha Acharis Ad Shiavdu Alav Shlosh Regalim. When it comes to a wife, though, then he has to wait 3 Regalim before he gets married. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Regal Rishon V'Sheni Also Shlishi Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda thinks by the third Regal, you're allowed to get married. So obviously, we know he can't get married on Regal, so he must be referring to right before the third Regal of some sort. Then Im Ein Lo Banim.
What's the difference between Tanu Banim Kol Shlosh Miyom?
The first one says you can't get married till after 3 regalim. Rehuda says after 2 regalim you can get married.
So what's shloshim yom? The Tanu Rabbanan was.
That's no. When a person's single, a guy is single and he loses a relative, so he has to wait 30 days before he can get married. Right. So the Gemara says v'mein lo barim, if he has no children, so then motel lisa le'alter, he's allowed to get married right away. Mishum bittel piruvia. In order to fulfill the mitzvah piruvia, he can get married immediately. Let's say his wife dies and she leaves behind little children, so he can't take care of them and make a parnasa. So that's another instance where Tamotu Lisa Le'alti is allowed to get married immediately, Mipnei Parnasasan, in order for him to go out and make a parnasa, so his wife could stay home and take care of the kids. So Maisa Shemesa Isha Sheyosef HaKohen, once Yosef HaKohen, his wife died. Vamar Lachos, he says to his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, Bibes HaKfaros, when they're burying the wife, the sister, Lichi Uparnase is Bini, go, I guess he told her to go out, get a parnasa for my children, Achoscha, Bene Achoscha, to your nephews, Viafa Pikein Labala, Elizmad Neruba. They had gotten married immediately, so this way they could make a parnasa, but still he didn't have beer with her until a long period of time. Pashas is, it means to make a care, take rather make a parnasa, that's what it means. Yeah, how?
It's not a modern marriage. It's not. He's not sending her out to go make money, so he can sit and learn.
So why Lashon Parnasa?
Because a parnasa al tzibur means someone who takes care of everyone. That's a parnasa.
That's the way they're explaining
it. I would think a parnasa here means to take care of the children, not to make a living. That's why he's allowed to get married right away if he has bonim ketanim, because he needs someone to take care of the children.
That much I understand.
So he can go out and make a living.
That much I understand, but then why...
Lachiyu parnasi is b'nei achoseich. I think it means go take care of them.
That's the way they explain here.
But they quoted Rashi Ksaviyad.
The same thing the case before. Yeah. Because he needs somebody else to take care of the kids.
No, I understand the logic. I'm saying the word parnaseni bothers me. That sounds like a parnasa.
Yeah, they're translating here as gidol hayolavim.
Right, so that's what they quote a Rashi Ksaviyad here. He says, "Bipnei parnasasan, bipnei tikun hanarim disha marvia." They need the wife to raise him up. So, definition of parnasan, like a parnas, like a leader, like you're saying. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Viafa pikein again lo ba le elo lizman meruba." My lizman meruba. What's the definition? Amar papa laachar shloshim yom. He waited shloshim yom before being ba leha. So, Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa now says, "Oh, sorry, interesting. Look at Tosis for a second." Tosus Dibra Maschlev Amar La Chosa Bebesa Kfaros. He says to his sister in law in the cemetery, Lav Davka Shava Kol Shiva. So you didn't get married to right away because you're not allowed to get married during Shiva. It means right after Shiva he got married. He didn't wait till Shloshim. He didn't wait till Shlosh Regalim. Veriva Mifarish Dezu Hi Aisha Shomer Bezvachim Perak Tivliyom Shemesa Vere Pesach. No. There's a Maisha the Gemara Zvachim talks about a person's wife died Ere Pesach. So that's the case where Yosef Cohen was able to get married right away. Why? So if there's Shiva, someone said Shiva Erev Pesach, it's bought right away. So that example, he was allowed to get married to her right away after they buried her. He sat Shiva, you know, in the cemetery maybe, they did Nichla Velim, and then he, asked her to get married. Exactly. But the rest of the year, you have to wait a full Shiva before getting married, and that's what Alter would normally mean. Okay. The Gemara now says, Tanir Rabbanan, the last five lines of the Amud here, Kol Shloshim Yom Legihut. So all 30 days you can't do gears, this type of laundry. Echad Kelim Chadashim, Echad Kelim Yishanim, Yotzim Mitocha Mechabesh. Whether or not it's new clothing or it's old clothing that came out of, how do they define Mechabesh, some type of press, that it's new or old, you're not allowed to do this type of gihut. Rebbe Omer, lo asu ela kelim chadashim bavad. He only prohibited the use of giyutz for new clothing. Old clothing will never look new again, so you can do giyutz for old clothing according to the shita of Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, lo asu ela kelim chadashim levanim bavad. He limited it even further. Only white new clothing is prohibited, but colored new clothing is permitted. So Gemara says, Omer, it's Abaye, nafik begarda de sarvala. Kirebi. He went out with the guard of the Sarvala. What's guard of the Sarvala? Rashi says, Malbush Lavan Megutz Yashan. It was white clothing that was old. That's permitted to Rebbe. You're allowed to wear old clothing. And Rava Nafik Bichimutsasa Rumyasa Sumkasa Chadasi. He went out with some type of shirt that came, a Roman shirt that was red. Chanu, Kirebi Elazar Shimon, who said only white new clothing is prohibited, but a new color clothing, such as red, would be permitted. So that was Rava Shita. So Gemara says, Bibnei Shamu Shabbos Ola Veinim Afsekis. The Mishnah says that Shabbos counts towards Shiva. It doesn't end Shiva. Continues right through Shabbos. So Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Galila, people who lived in Yehuda, people who lived in Galil, Hani Amri, they had said that Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, there is practice of the Avelus in Shabbos, that includes Dvar M'Shevet Sina, that has to be practiced. The example was typically Tashmish Amita, that's practiced, that's an usher on Shabbos for Avelus. V'Hani Amri, others would say, Ein Avelus B'Shabbos, there is no Avelus B'Shabbos. So Man Damar Yesh Avelus, the one who holds that there is Avelus in Shabbos, Dikatani Ola, that says Shabbos counts towards one of the 7 days. So Ola means that you practice Avelus on Shabbos. Man d'damar ein aveilus b'Shabbos, the one who thinks that there is no aveilus b'Shabbos, the katani ein mafsekes, that Shabbos doesn't end it. How does that prove at all that there's no aveilus b'Shabbos? Because isak adaita chayesh aveilus b'Shabbos, had we said that there is aveilus practice on Shabbos, so hashta aveilus nahagi. So now that aveilus is practiced on Shabbos, afsukim mibar, does that tell me that Shabbos doesn't end it? Of course, if you're keeping aveilus on Shabbos, certainly it doesn't end it. So ella, why does it say it doesn't end? It ain't a mafsik. Ela hakatani ola. So therefore, the fact that it says ain't a mafsekes tells me that even though there is no avelus on Shabbos, it doesn't end. It does not mevatel. It's not mevatel the avelus. So then you have a stira. You make a dig from ola and an opposite dig from ain't a mafsekes. So ela hakatani ola. So why does it say ola? If it doesn't, if there's no really no avelus practice on Shabbos, why does it say ola counts towards Shiva? So I did the kafa to kabai lemisay seifa ain and olin. In fact, has to say that later on in the Mishnah, referring to that's going on the regalim, that regalim are not don't count towards avelus. Tana reisha ola. We say with Shabbos it does carry through. It counts as one day, even though you don't practice any avelus. Uleman damar yesh avelus with Shabbos. The one who thinks that avelus is practiced on Shabbos. So hakatani ainim afsekes. So why does it ever tell me you don't end Shabbos doesn't end Avelus? Of course it doesn't. If we're practicing Avelus on Shabbos, of course it's not Mafsekes. So Gemara explains, Mishum de Kabai Lemisay Seifa Mafsekin. Since it has to teach me that Regalim do end Avelus, it is Mafsek. So therefore, to be consistent, it's a Tana to contrast it, Tana Resha Eina Mafsekes, to tell me that by Shabbos it doesn't end Avelus. Just to have the consistency of the text of Ola and Mafsekes. Marnell says, quotes from a Gemara in Brachos Lema Katanayim. Maybe let's suggest that there's really Machlokas Tanayim, whether or not there's a Velus for Shabbos or not. Above it was Machlokas and Namarayim, but now the Gemara is suggesting maybe it's a Machlokas found in the Tanayim. So Gemaraisa says, Misha Mesa Muta Lefanav, a person who has a relative who died in front of him, and Ochel Bebeis Acha, he's not allowed to eat in front of the relative or in front of the mace, even if it's not a relative, it's not a covet of mace to eat in front of them. So you have to go to Beis Acha, go to another house of yours. Ein lo beis acher, he has no other house to go to, so ochel bebeis chaveri, he could go to a friend's house. Ein lo beis chaveri, he's got no friends, so osel lo mechitza, he could build a wall to asar tvachim as a divider between him and the mace. Ein lo davar lasos mechitza, he doesn't have the material to build a small wall, so machse panav ochel, he turns his head around and faces the other direction, ve'eno meisiv v'ochel, he doesn't lean in a way of cheres and eat, ve'eno ochel basi, he doesn't eat meat, ve'eno shosiyayin, he doesn't drink wine either, Veinu Mavarach, he doesn't say bracha beforehand because it's an Isser. We know an Onen does not perform any mitzvahs, so he doesn't say a bracha beforehand. Veinu Mezamen, he doesn't make a zimun if there are two other guys who happen to be there. Veinu Mavarach and Olav, and they also, they don't motzi him. Veinu Mezamen Olav, and they don't not make a zimun on his behalf. Upatim Mikriashma, Minatfila, Minatfila, and he's batim Mikom mitzvahs, Amor Spatara. He's batim from all mitzvahs. However, b'Shabbos, if there's a mace there, mace of v'ocha, you can lean and eat regularly. V'ocha basa v'shosa yayin, eat meat and drink wine. B'varach ha-mezamin, b'varach ha-mezamin olav, you say bracha, you bench, you do everything. V'chai b'kriyashma, b'tfila v'tfilin, v'chom mitzvah z'mur z'mutara. On Shabbos, everything's suspended. There is no aninus on Shabbos. Comes along Rambam Gamliel Omer, mitoch she'nischayv be'elu, nischayv be'kulam. Once he's chayv in these, he's chayv in everything. So what's the nafkino? Isn't he saying the same exact thing as the Tanakama? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tashmish Amita Ika Benayu. The nafkamin is where the Tashmish is mutter during the on Shabbos. In other words, is Aninus slash Avelus practiced on Shabbos? My la b'hakamifki, is that not in Machlokas? Mar Savar Yesh Aveis b'Shabbos. One opinion told it's Aser, and Mar Savar Ein Aveis b'Shabbos, and therefore Tashmish is mutter. That's the Machlokas, the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Who says that's the nafkamina? Dilma adkan lo kamar tanakama hasam Maybe Tanakama prohibits Tashmish only in a situation where the mace is mamish in the same house. But when the mace is already buried and the guy goes through the base ovel, maybe it's permitted on Shabbos then. There's no raya from this case. And similarly, when it comes to this case here, there's only a ninus. Avelis doesn't start yet a ninus. But a situation where avelis already has begun, maybe in that case, Rabbi Gamliel would agree that there would be an iser tashmish mita. This is a completely different sugya of a ninus, which is very different than that of avelis. There's a tosas here to look at. Look at this tosas, Dira Maskel, of Eino Ochel Bas, of Eino Shosa Yain. Tosas writes that near the Chihecha de Shari Beperek Basid de Tainis, Gavi Erev Tishabov, Basar, Kozman Shainan Kishlamim, the Yain Magaso, Mikra Din, you're really allowed to have meat on even Erev Tishabov. So as long as it's not, what? So as long as it's not like the Din of a Shlamim and very enjoyable wine, Hachanami Shari Beonin. So here as well, an Onin should also be permitted to have meat and wine. We don't practice such a heter, not for an onen and not for tishbav either. Now the Gemara says, the Tosa goes on to say, tema, because it's mashma from this Gemara here, the onen chamer mi avil. Why? How do we find onen more chamer mi avil? The lomatzino avil she ba iser bibasa b'yayin. We never find anywhere that an avil is not allowed to have meat and he's not allowed to have wine. Ulinin kachim ashkhanda avil ocha b'kachim. An avil is also allowed to eat kachim. However, an onen is aser in carbon. He's aser in basar v'yayin. Ubishar dvarim. However, other things hichmiru ba'velis b'kfias amita v'nilas asanda v'ativas arosh v'tuvika ubonin shari. Yeah. On the other hand, that velis has more chumers that onen doesn't have. So in essence, Tosas is asking which is more chumer: is onen chaver, aninus chaver, chumer, or is a velis more chumer? And the Gemara says v'yishlomar tidvarim shein mishim avel muter gavi onen. So in other words, two different halachas. Anything that's the aser mitzad midin avel is mutter for onin. There's no avelis for onin. Aval dvarim she'enon aser mishum avelis. Things that are prohibited, not because of avelis, el mishum she'esh lalios tarid b'kfuras mesa. Things that might distract the relative from bearing it, v'lo yimshech acher dvarim acherim kigon achiz basa v'shtiyas yayin, that's aser b'onin. Dafka. So that's the whole idea. Aninus is about not doing activities that's going to take away your focus from the burial. And avelis is about practicing things to show a certain level of sadness towards the avelis. And that's a very basic Yesodan distinction between avelis and aninus. There's a long tosi about the famous discussion about the brachas before and afterwards, whether you're allowed to say bracha or it's also to say brachas before, and that connects to the whole discussion of birchas hanenin. But I guess we'll just stop here then. Okay. Shkoyach.